My Morning Power Routine.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. We are thrilled to be helping people all over the country, all over the world with their business, with their careers, with their relationships. And ultimately, everything we do is designed to help the individual empower his or her life. That means you, because we believe within each human being is something remarkable, something unbelievable. You have incredible powers to live an incredible life and leave an unbelievable legacy. And it all starts with your morning routine. Now, I've received so many requests from people asking me, what do you do in the morning that gets you pumped up, gets you excited, gets you motivated, gets you focused on the day and helps you attract more of what you truly desire? And so I'm going to share my routine, but understand it varies by season. So at certain times of the year, I will do some biking. At other times, we'll do more walking, going through parks and things like that. But right now, we live outside of Phoenix, and it's about 100 degrees out, so we're not doing a lot of outdoor stuff in the daytime. We do that in the evening. Okay, are you ready? Here it is, my power routine for the morning. So before getting out of bed, that's the most important time. And I urge you to talk to yourself before you go to bed at night and say, I'm getting up at 5:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. Now, if you have your alarm set for 6, you're going to talk to your mind about getting up a half hour before the alarm goes off. Hey, look, if you've had a late night, you might sleep right up until the alarm. But you can train yourself to never actually hear your alarm. It's absolutely amazing. You talk to yourself every single night as you go to bed, as you're falling asleep. I will wake at 5:30, or I will wake a half hour before my alarm goes off tomorrow. And if you do that for about a month, you'll never need to do it again. It'll just become a habit. So that's the first thing, is that you want to get out of bed before the alarm goes. But before getting out of bed, you're going to spend a minimum of 60 seconds to 2 minutes, because your mind is wide open. I mean, you are still in a hypnotic state. And so during this particular time, you want to visualize and get in touch with those feelings, those optimistic, positive feelings. I want to feel the maximum amount of love in my body. I want to feel prosperity in my body and my energy field. I want to focus for 2 minutes on feeling absolute wonder and magic and miracles in my body and my energy field. And after about a minute or two, then I am ready to move on to the next stage, which is to get out of bed. Now, the first thing I have, because we're upstairs, I have a bottle of water and it's ready to go. And when I get out of bed, you take care of your normal biological things that you need to do. And then I have a bottle of water. I may drink only half of it, but I'll drink a significant amount of water right from the beginning because your body is dehydrated and you can't optimize the day with a dehydrated body. You can't optimize the morning. Yeah, you can go into other activities, meditations, things like that. But if you're dehydrated, you're not in an optimal state. So have that water, drink that water right from the beginning. And then I like to take 10 minutes of quiet meditation time. Sometimes I will go outside and I'll sit out in the backyard. Maybe I'll go sit by the pool. Sometimes I'll stand up and do my meditation. I'll just stand up and I will focus on my breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. The idea is not to visualize or think about all the things that you are manifesting in your life. The idea now is to kind of clear your mind. And so some people use a candle to focus on. Some people use a mandala. I just focus on my breath because I do it in different places. So if I feel the urge to go out back and do some grounding, barefooted, standing in the grass, that's what I will do. If I feel like I want to sit in my front room quietly and meditate for 10 minutes and focus on my breathing and clearing and just connecting with my higher self, with the best version of me, what the ancients used to call your holy guardian angel or your higher genius. There's a lot of different terms for it. But I just connect with that energy. And it's at this moment that I end the meditation with deep, because I'm still open. Remember, I haven't done a lot other than just do a little bit of visualizing, mostly feeling visualizing, in bed. I drank my water. I've come downstairs. And now I'm doing meditation work. But my meditation isn't about pulling things in. It's just about clearing out. Clearing out. And so at this point, at the end of it, that's when I engage in either some deep prayer work or gratitude. I think they're kind of one and the same, aren't they? You know, gratitude is so important because when you start off your day feeling grateful for being alive. I'm grateful I had a wonderful night. I'm grateful for that nightmare because it must have cleared out a bunch of negative feelings. I'm grateful for the birds chirping in the background. I mean, you can just go through anything. I go through my whole family. I go through everyone I know. I go through people that have come into my life. Sometimes I'll think of someone that came into my life that influenced me 30 years ago or 20 years ago. Focus on gratitude. I also do some prayer work at this time. I think it's important to connect with your source energy.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
The next step is to go upstairs and to make the bed. There's been ample research done, and the research kind of indicates that really the first thing you should do is make the bed. But I do it at this point because usually everyone else is out of bed. But more importantly, by making the bed, I've had my first real accomplishment of the day. I have started something and I have finished it. And that's a good habit to reinforce on a daily basis. Plus, it unclutters my room, it puts the night behind me, and it opens me up to all the possibilities of the day. So make your bed. And if someone else is making your bed, do it together. Next, right now, this is right now, as I said, it changes seasonally. Julian has swim lessons. Yes, Julian is learning to be a frogman. And so he's taking his swim lessons. And he can't walk yet, but he's swimming. And anyway, so we go to the gym, and he goes into the pool with Rachel, and they do their swim lessons. And I usually do a cardio workout, either on the treadmill or on the bicycle. I'll also do a few exercises on some of the machines that I don't have at home, like lower back work. So I will do that, and then I'll go watch the rest of his swim lesson. And then when we come back to the house, I immediately do some trampolining. And trampolining is, it's not only, if you haven't done it yet, you need to start. You need to get yourself one. And it is an absolute blast to trampoline for about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 5 minutes even. It gets your heart rate up. It clears out all the negative energy out of your energy field. It's just a wonderful exercise. It exercises every cell in your body, thus clearing out the negative energy in each and every cell. And it's a wonderful way to build balance and stability. So I urge you to get a trampoline. So I do some trampolining. Then I have a machine here. I do some weight work. And then after that, guess what? It's into the shower. Now, the shower is more than just a place to clean my body. Oh, I love the shower, because in the shower, I'm doing affirmations. And I am focusing on affirmation. I have affirmations that I've been doing for a long time that I have memorized, but they're still on the shower wall. I have them printed up and laminated, and then a little bit of double back tape right on the shower wall. And I do those affirmations. And as I'm scrubbing, I'm doing the affirmations. Sometimes I'm singing them, but I'm taking those positive beliefs and expressing them to the world. And I'm also sending them deep into the subconscious mind. And I'm doing it with vigor, the vigor of showering. It's a great time to do your affirmations. By the way, I'm convinced that ending your shower with cold water is the way to rock and roll. Because if you're doing your affirmations in the shower, when you end it with cold water, you close those pores down, you get the blood flowing because it has to flow in order to compensate for the coldness. You get yourself really pumped up and juiced up because the fire and the warmth has to come from within now. And I think it works perfect with your affirmations. Now, after I get out, I dry off, and I do the power pose. If you have not attended Manifesting Beyond Belief or one of my private sessions, you're going to learn the power pose, and I'm going to give it to you real simply now. You put your legs apart at about a 45-degree angle, and you put your arms up over your head in a fist at about a 45-degree angle. So your body kind of forms an X, okay? And you kind of lean your head back. Put your chin up and lean your head back, and you breathe deep. And there has been so much research that this power pose increases your testosterone, it increases your energy flow, but it makes you feel like, it just makes you feel good. But it gives you that feeling of confidence. It's a confidence pose. So I do that for about a minute or two. Oftentimes I do that in the raw, standing in front of the mirror. I'm not looking, however, because my head is tilted backward, and I just have fun with it. Sometimes I jump up and down. Sometimes I scream a few things out. I get excited. Now I'm excited. Now I'm motivated. Now I'm juiced up. Now I'm fired up. Now I'm ready to take on the day. Finally, last but not least, I get dressed and then begin focusing on the podcast. Now, on the weekends, I will have a breakfast thrown in there right about now. But during weekdays, I practice intermittent fasting. So my eating window is from about 12 to 8, 12 noon to 8. So my first meal happens around 12 noon, and I'm done eating by 8 p.m. in the evening. and then I fast the rest of the time, the rest of the evening, overnight, and the next morning. So you can try the intermittent fasting. If you haven't done it before, you know, start out slow. Some people they're really gurus at it. I mean, they will intermittent fast and have only a four-hour eating window, and they'll have one meal or maybe two meals in that 4 hours, or a meal and a snack or a shake of some sort. It's phenomenal because there's tremendous amount of research that says the less you eat, the slower you age, because your body isn't working to digest food all the time. So there you go. And it's healthy for you. Trust me, it's healthy. But on weekends, we like to go have breakfast, things like that. So we don't do so much intermittent fasting on the weekends. Now, this is just my power routine. Why don't you share yours? I'd love to read it. Okay? We'll share our power routines in the morning, because the morning is truly the most important part of the day to get you going and help you achieve the life that you desire and you deserve. You are flying high like a big, beautiful eagle. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being here. We love you. Have a great day, because you deserve it. Bye-bye now.